All right, fellas, it's getting late. You made a couple plays, but it's time to make the biggest plays. Ready, break. Big up. It's your boy, Jovial Joe. We're here in the divisional round of Supreme Roundup. I got my esteemed coaches in the house. We got Coach Philly Phil. What's up, babe?
What's popping, Supreme?
1,000 coming off a big win. We got Coach Primehouse. What up, Coach?
What's the word, babe?
We got Coach Mack of the Eagles in the house. What up, Coach?
What's up, fellas? What's up, Supreme?
Man, we in this thing. We just finished the wild card round. Coach Prime, Coach Philly Phil, Coach Mack, tell me your thoughts one by one on that wild card round. What are your thoughts? Any impressive performances? Anything that surprised you?
You start off, Philly.
Hey, man. Like I told you, what a motherfucking wild card round for Supreme. I probably think in the last 5 years, that's probably the best wild card round we done had. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was all close games. Well, going into it, all close games of coaches who, you know, it wasn't definitive going into the game or who was going to win.
Mm-hmm.
So for it to come down, I mean, for it to shake how it shook, hey, man, it was a good little round, and it makes for an even better divisional round moving forward with the teams that were able to come out with the victory.
Coach Prime, what's your thoughts?
Man, I have to agree with Philly, man. It was a great round of wild card games, man, especially that the Patriots Titan game. How it
that was a good one.
The end with a field goal to win. The Rams did what me and you called out, Coach. He came with the MVP and ran all over those Bears. That Saints 49ers game, thought it would have been more close than it was. He just came out and dominated on defense. And that Jets Chiefs game, we just really didn't expect for the Chiefs just to take off like that. I didn't, at least. I expected it to have been a closer game than that, but he looked like he took off at the end, man. But all in all, hey, very competitive users, a great round.
Great round. Coach McNeil, you want to add anything?
I wasn't able to catch, it seems like, what would have been the best game, which was the Titans and the Patriots. But I spoke with Keon shortly after that game, and he told me that it was a really, really good game. However, I was able to catch the Rams and Bears game. And, I chose the Bears winning that one, but that didn't end up happening. I see that the MVP had a hell of a performance last night against those Bears, and there was no answer to stopping that, and so they were able to move forward to the divisional round in the playoffs. And then the other two games I wasn't able to catch. I thought maybe the Jets and Chiefs game would be a little closer, but I think I did call Manzi blowing out the at least beating them by 14 points the Niners, so not surprised by that performance.
Yeah, most definitely. I will say that I was surprised, and I seen how that coach of the LA Rams actually put Judy out there on our MVP out there at wide out and put Gurley in the back sometimes. I was like, very good move, coach. So we'll see how that plays out the rest of these playoffs. Coach Philly Phil, you had some things you wanted to bring up in your segment this week. So what do you got on your brain, on your mind, on your heart?
Man, I just got to say it. I got to continue to harp on the fact that you cannot quit and rage in these games, man. You got to take your wins like you take your losses. If you take, if you can't take a loss and you rage quit, man, this probably ain't the league for you. Point blank, period. You're going to get your issue. It's not going to be nothing to discuss. It's not nothing for you to what they do in the NFL when they get hit with fines and shit. Ain't gonna be nothing for you to appeal.
Ain't no appeals.
We're not hearing none of that shit. Ain't no appeals. You're gonna get your issue. So just take that pinch, man. Swallow your pride. Take that L. When you see it happening, man, put that chew clock on, run the ball, and get the hell out the game. It's very simple. The season over with, don't make it worse. You know, because if you do that, all you're doing is hurting yourself for the following season. So,
we just got to continue,
man. You got to continue to be better. The sportsmanship has got to be high, and we got to make sure that we're doing things the right way, man. That's how this league gonna continue to stay great.
I agree, Coach. Any other points on that? That's a good thought. Okay. Nope. Well, we're in the divisional round, fellas. We're here at the final eight. Those guys who had those first 1 and 2 weeks, I mean, sorry, those 1 and 2 seeds who had those bye weeks, they're up this week. So let's get ready to do our divisional pickups. Who we got up first, Coach?
Man, you have the Browns. Man,
we got first
Patriots.
Up.
Okay, Browns, Patriots.
That's a Philly game. So, Manil, tell us about who you taking in this game.
Ooh, that's going to be a good fucking game. Oh, wait. Where are they playing? Where's that game? I got
Cleveland.
You know where that game at.
I got this is going to be a close one. This is going to be a real grimy game. I actually got my Patriots. I got my boy Philly winning this one in a really close one. I think he's going to be able to figure out the Browns and put something together for him to end up being a winner in that one. So don't disappoint me.
All right. You got Patriot. Jovi, who you got?
Oh, man, it's going to be a great game right here. My coach, Willie Field, is very seasoned in the playoffs. He knows what it takes to win in the playoffs. Browns has yet to show me in this league that he is a playoff contender. Now, regular season is different than playoffs, Mr. Supreme, and the Patriots have the edge right here when it comes to gamesmanship in the playoffs. But the Browns are a one-loss team, I believe. They're hot. But did that 1 week off. I think the 1 week off may hurt the Browns in this one. I'm going to roll with the Patriots, too.
Okay. For me, man, the Patriots coming off a big win against a good user. The Browns had the bye week, went the whole season. What he went 15-1, playing pretty good ball, man. It's said to me that the Patriots have the Brown number or whatnot. But, not so fast, man. I think the Browns are going to come in here real. I think some way, somehow, the Browns are going to figure it out and keep this great season that he have going on. And it's going to continue, and he's going to make the AFC Championship game.
Doodle Brown. Doodle Brown. Hey, this nigga Lee Corso, man. That nigga said, not so fast, my friend. Hey, man, that shit funny. Hey, look, man. I'm going to call it like this, man. I'm going to say this nigga Keon, remember that nigga backtracked, backpedaled, and pulled back on his last statement when he tried to ride with them Pats and changed his mind and went with them Titans. His little division.
And I also called that as a pick'em, but I had to make a choice, so I wanted to backtrack on that, and I almost was right on my backtrack, but you came down and you made a hell of a goddamn gonna play when you threw it to the running back and he ran down because he was a man-to-man. He couldn't get to the running back over there in your flat, and he ran down to the 10-yard line or something right there.
Great awareness by not running into the end zone, giving that guy the ball back. Yeah. You know, it's just now, you know, the fantasy owners weren't too happy with him about that. His mentions and on Twitter were going crazy because they wanted that touchdown. But hey, look, man, we needed to get out of there with the win. So moving forward, man, I obviously I'm always gonna ride with myself. But we understand that the Browns is a formidable opponent, and he does have a good scheme, and it's very balanced between the run and the pass. We know that we need to come out and put some points on the board early, and make this a game where he's chasing from behind, not controlling the game. We all know anytime that my opponent is controlling the game, I have a harder time winning. But if I can get out, get some points early and get a 2-position lead in the first half, I like my chances to be able to come out with the outcome of a win. So obviously, I'm not riding with myself. So let's move on. Let's go to the next one. What you got, Coach?
Man, we have the next game. We have the Dallas Cowboys hosting those LA Rams. Philly, who you got?
I sound like the MVP coming in. You hear me when he backing in. MVP backing in to the Jerry's world.
Billy, who you have?
Hey, I'm going to have, man, it's a good one, man.
Yep.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ride with the motherfucking Cowboys, man.
Okay.
I think that the Cowboys lost to the Rams, right? recently.
I don't remember.
I think week 16 or some shit.
I believe
week
so.
16. But the NFC East played the NFC West this year. They all matched up. So they all had to play each other at least once. And I do think that the Rams was able to beat them in week 16. I believe so. But it was a close game. It wasn't some blowout. You gotta understand, man, that these are both similar coaches on what they like to do. They are heavy run coaches. So I'm giving the advantage simply because if your scheme is to run, you typically know how to defend against the run if it's something that you like to do. You know, I'm a big heavy passer. So when it comes to pass defense, that's my best, you know, trait. So I think that with Cowboys knowing how to run and so familiar with themselves, I think that they're going to do a better job at containing Judy on that edge. And I know for a fact that the Cowboys got the linemen to create those holes and to get his offense going running that ball too. And if he has to, you know, air that thing out a little bit, he is more capable than the Rams. So I got my money on the Cowboys, man. I think the Cowboys are going to be able to pull this one out.
Mac, what you got, baby? Talk to me.
It's going to be a good one, man. I think this is both teams are great, great with running the ball, great with playing defense. But, again, I think the Cowboys are going to win it all. That's my prediction with him being in my division. I've just seen the type of ball that the guy is playing this season, man. And I think that win it all, man.
You said win it all. No, not win the game. You say win it all.
Hey, I think, come on, hey, coach. I said it last podcast, man. I think they're going to win it all. But I got Cowboys winning this one in a close one.
Jovial.
All right, so you got two teams, as we mentioned, that can run it. They both can play defense. But what separates this is Cowboys have Byron Jones. And I think they're going to somehow get a lead to where Rams going to have to pass it eventually to get to this championship. And I think this is the game that he has to go and pass. And I think, like Philly mentioned, Cowboys are going to better make more passing plays than this one. I got Cowboys.
Man, I have to agree with y'all fellas, man. I'm going to have to ride with the Cowboys in this game. I think I'm like McNeil on this one. I think the Cowboys will be going to play in the Super Bowl. This is going to be another hurdle that he has to jump over, and I think he'll be able to leak this pretty well. Both teams can run the ball very well, but one thing about the Cowboys, when you start stopping the run, he have a couple of passing plays and different routes he can go to to get back on track, to get back to his running game, and he's going to stay true to his running game, and he's going to come in and play very good defense. So I'm going to have to take the Cowboys in this game, man.
All right.
Moving forward, man, we have those OG Chiefs Dolphins hosting.
OG motherfucking Chiefs.
They kept the lights on for him, baby. They kept the lights on for him.
Billy, who you have?
Man, look. That motherfucker, hey, he gonna smoke one in the air right before the game, man. I'm rolling with OG Chiefin, man. Hey, that nigga just played him week 16. He very familiar with what he wanna do. He played against him to keep, matter of fact, that was the game he needed to play to keep himself at the number two with that first round bye, man. And he got it done. I got faith in him, man. I think that he really can be able to pull it out. I think he know what to do to stop Tyreek Hill and Mahomes, especially since he's no Barkley is available. I think that the Chiefs going to struggle again, man. I got OG Chiefin pulling this one out in a nail biter. I got him winning by six.
Okay. Mickey, who you got, baby?
I think I'm going to go with the Dolphins on this one, man.
Close one. You're going to roll with the Dolphins too. Jovial, talk to me.
Man, OG Chiefin, Chief Test up. You my boy, but not so fast, my friends. I think those Chiefs that got something up their sleeves. I think with the boxing match that's going to be coming in Ohio in November, I think, you know, he got to look good while these playoffs are still going. And I think this is his chance to make right of the wrongs of his suspension ending with Mahomes having to sit out that second half and he really needed him. So Mahomes playing a full game, I think it'll matter. I got the Chiefs.
Man, it's gonna be a good one right here, man. 13-3 versus 9-7. OG Chief been playing some very good ball lately, man. I don't know what this guy been smoking over there, but OG Chief smoking what you smoking. Make sure you pass through that shit. I'm gonna roll with OG, man, with the good gas over there.
Uh-oh, 3-1, OG Chiefing. All right, who we gonna finish this thing on up with, Coach?
Ah, man, the last game that we have those Minnesota Vikings will be hosting those New Orleans Saints, man.
Oh, yes.
Probably the game of the divisional round right here, man. Philly, who you have? I guess Philly ain't with us right now.
Back
oh,
Philly, huh?
Oh, Philly here.
Yeah, I have it.
Man. Ooh. Man, somebody else go, man. Let me come back to me, man.
I'll talk about it. So you got two teams. You got a hard-hitting Minnesota Vikings team, got far last year. They didn't have a Super Bowl slump. They're looking to still get back and finish the unfinished business. And I think they've been paying attention to the Saints and his talking, and, you know, not even just talking, but how he plays. So I think the Vikings are going to take this one, and I think the Saints might go a little quiet after this one.
Okay, Phil, it's back on you.
Man. The Saints is feeling themselves right now after the win against Tree.
The Vikings ain't Tree.
Right. But I tell you this. The Saints feel themselves with the Vikings play good run ball. He got a good team. I think that the Vikings can pull this one out. And trust me when I tell you this. If the Saints don't win this game, he will walk away from the league. I can guarantee you that. I mean, these young niggas is gonna be at his fucking throat. I mean, you can't do the shit that this nigga does and expect for people not to just absolutely annihilate you when you don't win at all. I mean, this man had a family situation last night, and this nigga literally had no sympathy whatsoever for this guy. I mean, at the end of the day, we run a little Madden League, but shit, when family situations come into play, that's almost one thing that's off limits.
Supreme coaches are
like
family
wives and children.
We are family men here, Supreme.
Yeah, it's almost like wives and children whenever you know what I'm saying, getting on a nigga ass, man. It's a couple of things that, you know, you just don't cross the line with. And I think that guy crossed the line and rubbed, I mean, it didn't rub nobody the wrong way, but it made, you know, some people feel a little bit differently than they may have thought about him, you know, in weeks prior. So I think that it'll be a close game. I got the Vikings winning by 3. But also, win or lose, the Saints ain't gaining themselves nobody in his corner, that's for sure. Mm.
Coach Prime, what's your thoughts?
Hey, blessings up to the 49ers and that coach with this situation that he got going on.
How's that?
I'm gonna stick to the what's going on right now with this football game. We have the Vikings, man. Vikings came back from an 8-8 season last year, man. Show he was worthy of every bit of making it to that Super Bowl last year, man. He's playing very good football right now, man. He only lost 4 games. He's got a great defense. He can run the ball well. He like the Dallas Cowboys, he can go to the pass game when he needs to. He know how to execute well. I will say the same about the Saints. Saints going to come play some very good defense and want to run the ball. And I think he have a couple of passing plays, too, that he'll hit you with. That some beaters, man, that'll usually beat you in certain coverages, and he know when to go to them. I actually think it's going to be a very good, close game. But I'm going to have to roll with the Vikings in this game for him knowing how to win games and having more class of an organization around there, and I just think he's gonna edge one out. Might be a 3-10 point game, man. I can see the Vikings coming out And I'm pretty sure he done went in and study film from that game he lost to the Saints earlier in the season. So he's ready for the revenge, and I think he could taste the revenge and how it's going to taste from all the talking that the Saints did after he beat the Vikings, man. But I think it's going to be a very great game and one of the most competitive games in this divisional round. Also going with that Patriots-Brown game, but I think the Vikings are going to pull this out.
All right. All right, fellas, speak now, forever hold your peace. All right, pickups are in. Divisional pickups are in, and we are getting ready to see some big time competing at all costs here, Supreme. So, coaches, as we finish up, we want to add anything as we wrap up and get ready for the action.
Nah, man, I just want everybody.
Hey, man, another week that went by.
That joker that just interrupt in the middle. in the middle of talking.
Get ready for the action, coach.
Shit, we started talking at the same time, my guy. Anyway, hey, look, man, all I got to say is just keep. It's another week that's gone by. I got to get with Mac, man. If you ain't paid yet, go ahead and start trying to get your little payments in, man. All this is a nice little old, you know what I'm saying, a little Wendy's box. So, you know, pay that little five, man. Send that over. You can try to get everything going so you make sure that you locked in for the next year.
All right.
And just know. That if you ain't following these rules, we got 3-4 niggas in line on a waiting list, ready to take your motherfucking team. So make sure you're doing your motherfucking job, send your cash in, and be ready for next year.
Coach Prime, what you got?
Man, Philly said it all, man. Y'all just go out there and compete in this division round. I'll be ready to see some good football here in the next couple of days, man. Y'all just go out there and have fun with this thing, man.
That's right. That's right. And I'm going to say, hey, big ups to all our coaches. Continue to plug in, stay tapped in. Hey, and from what I heard, is Coach Philly Fields your birthday?
Yeah, man.
Happy birthday, man.
Big ups to your coach, man. Good luck on the field tonight on your birthday.
Hey, appreciate that, Five.
So, as we get ready to wrap up, continue to compete at all costs for this year's Supreme. Big ups, 1,000.
Big ups.